Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Dean Wheeler is the director of the Northern California Awareness Institute, and he's written extensively on New Age subjects such as meditation, faith healing, yoga. He's also the father of two teenage daughters, Crystal and Kendra, and he joins us on the Newsmaker line tonight. Mr. Wheeler, welcome to the program.
Phil, it's a pleasure to be here. Unfortunately, talking about something as tragic as this is not the best of circumstances.
Well, it's a horrible story. Now, they arrested a young man who is described as some kind of a gothic. I mean, the kid is either into it or not. I don't know if he's guilty of the crime, but they allege that he is the one that murdered this poor lady, Pamela Vitale, or Vital. She's the wife of Daniel Horowitz. It's got some people wondering, what is goth? How long have kids been involved in it? Dean, your two daughters are self-described goths or gothics. You live with the kids. You see them from a parental point of view. What's your take? Obviously, not all goth kids are bad kids, right?
No, Phil. They're like any other kid. They found something that gives meaning to them. My daughters are good students. They are good kids. Being gothic is mostly a statement having to do with the musical taste and dress, and not unlike, I suppose, being a hippie or a punk or those kinds of things.
What kind of bands are we talking about?
Well, they're the granddaddy of them all, I guess, was The Cure. Evanescence is another, Bauhaus, to some extent Marilyn Manson. But as soon as you say Marilyn Manson, people begin to draw conclusions.
Besides music, what else is there with goth?
Well, there's the obvious dress, black nail polish, black lace, white makeup. Different role-playing games, Dungeons and Dragons. You know, they're into using 12-sided dice, and they've got different habits, melting down black licorice, and they drink it. I've made it for Halloween.
Is there like a religious side to any of this?
No, well, only in the sense that the kids, it's very positive. It's about nature. It's about the forces of nature, natural elements like water and fire. There's a blood ritual, but that's been blown out of proportion. A blood ritual is really just pricking your finger and writing your name with the blood. It's all it's positive. It embraces the forces of the earth.
Is it a Christian thing?
Well, it doesn't have to be. The kids are happy with Gothic. The Gothic point of view, they have their point of view and their rituals, and those need to be respected.
Can you give me an idea what you mean by rich Gothic rituals that the kids are involved in?
Well, I'll give you an example. Halloween, for obvious reasons, is a very big holiday for Gothics, and they enjoy wearing their clothing, painting themselves. They like Halloween night, and for them, you know, it's the music. It's their time of the year where they shine. And I would say, if you're talking to me about this terrible crime that was committed by this young man, is there any, is there any reason for goth kids? Is there any way for you to disrespect a goth kid? I would say, not taking Halloween seriously. For many, it's a fun time, but for goth kids, it's their time.
Well, how can I disrespect a goth kid? I mean, if you're talking about Halloween.
Well, on Halloween, my daughters often talk about how Halloween is their time, and they've often sounded a little bit impatient, I guess, with the. With people who try to ruin the holiday.
How?
Well, I think the kids, the kinds of costumes that they see, the kids don't like. You hear the goth kids say the parents are guilty of dressing the kids up in costumes that goth people don't, that they find offensive, dressing as a princess or a cowboy or something stupid like that.
So goth kids take offense, if there's anything that they take offense to, it's the way people sort of make Halloween a playtime.
Well, it's their day. It's considered by the Gothics to be a day of darkness, a day of the dead, where the dead are in some fashion listened to and respected. You don't respect the dead by dressing in a clown costume or in a Roy Rogers costume, and unless it's a clown that's been murdered. And what I mean by that, if you're going to get into a clown costume, it should be one of a clown that has been murdered. It does upset it.
But one that's been, so it's like death and darkness.
But that's what Halloween is, you see. And Halloween has been taken and turned into something that Gothic kids find offensive. And I think, like any other lifestyle, we have to be respectful of what the Gothic kids want. And I'm just telling you, I don't know what's at the root of some of the violence, but to have respect for them is a step toward not, you know, not pissing them off.
All right, so when the Goth kids are out trick-or-treating, they don't want to see other kids in these kinds of costumes.
In costumes that disrespect the Halloween themes of death and monstrosity. I mean, you wouldn't disrespect Christmas. You wouldn't disrespect Christians on Christmas. And you're not going to disrespect the Jewish people on Rosh Hashanah. Why would you disrespect Gothics when you put your three-year-old into a Superman outfit? See, if I see kids come to the door on Halloween when my daughters are out, and I see the kids come to the door dressed in these frivolous costumes, I'll tell the parents that, you know, what you want to do is get the kids home and get them into something more appropriate, because the Goth kids are out there and they don't want to. If you see any Goth kids and their kids are dressed in a Superman costume, it's an antagonism.
All right, before I take some phone calls, I want to be clear. Gothic kids are cool kids.
Oh, absolutely, Phil.
But if you misstep with them at all, it's by treating Halloween as
some kind of a frivolous holiday where you dress up in a stupid costume. The Goth kids take it seriously, and if they're out trick-or-treating and they see other kids dressed in their O.J. Simpson costume or their Michael Jackson costume, I'm just telling the parents, especially the young ones, to get them into something that a Goth is not going to react to.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler is with us. His two daughters are Gothics. So what, do they go to school dressed like that and everything?
Yeah, you don't want to. The Gothic kids do not wear anything that is not suitable for school. And it's better not to go up to a Gothic and say, oh, you know what, you're not dressed properly. It's believe me, a lot better than to just let them go their way. They're very smart kids. They work very hard in school. Just let them, you know, let them pass and don't antagonize it.
All right. We started this, Dean, by talking about this murder of this poor woman. And the police have in custody, and again, we're not saying the kid's guilty, but the police have in custody a kid who was, they say, was one of these Goth kids. He'd carved the word Satan. There were some scary, scary things. Now, you're telling me that Gothic kids are not like that, and yet you're also saying when it comes to Halloween and the way they dress, don't push it.
Well, I'm saying, and I don't want to scare anybody because it's not like that, but I'm saying this, Phil. If it's Christmas, and I go out and I go to a manger scene and I set fire to it, or I do something else to desecrate that, it's going to antagonize Christians. When you go out on Halloween and you're in a fairy princess costume, or you're in a hobo costume, or you've put on something like that, you're just, what are you doing? It's as if you've taken the Goths' manger scene and you've set fire to that, and you're laughing at it, and you know, and disrespecting it.
Let me ask you something: is there a threat of violence?
No. The Goths have their respect for Earth, for the soil. With the Goths, it's about blood and it's about soil, and for darkness. And to wear a fairy princess costume would send a more unbalanced Gothic over the edge. Only in rare instances have I heard of a Gothic casting a spell or resorting to some form of witchcraft. And that is really, and that has been very unevenly documented.
Are you talking about the main retribution of Gothics being casting some spell?
Yeah.
Has there ever been any harm befallen people who've, you know, who've crossed a Goth?
Well, Phil, it's as simple as casting a spell that another child get a bad grade. I'm not talking about wishing horrible violence on a child, but if a Goth feels it necessary, they will cast or they will have a curse or a prayer that another kid gets a bad grade or gets an infected throat or that their parents get divorced. It's not violence the way this other kid seemed to have expressed it. It's more innocent, but just as devastating and tragic.
So what we're talking about here then is, in some way, Gothic kids have a vengeful streak?
Well, but it's not violent. It's more of a... I don't know if your kids are into it. My two daughters are, but when you cross them and you're looking at two kids whose eyes are painted black and their face is painted white and their hair is black and their nails are black, and you've done something to anger them, they'll stop and they'll turn and look over their left shoulder. And four eyes, two sets of eyes, are really just burrowing into you. And you can feel... you can feel the fear beginning right in the very pit of your stomach. And what you want to do...
You're afraid of your own daughters?
No, I'm not afraid of them, but you can tell. What you want to do is just don't even go there. You know the old phrase, don't go there? You've heard that, Phil?
Yeah.
With a gothic kid, don't disrespect Halloween by putting your three-year-old out there in a fairy princess costume. That's number one. Number two... don't trivialize their lifestyle. They believe in some kind of a magic.
But it's not a witchcraft. It's more of, it sounds to me like a kind of a voodoo. You got to believe in it.
Well, it might be, but when you cross a goth kid and they decide that they want to have you hurt, they're not going to hurt you, but they want something to hurt you.
Well, have you ever been the victim of this from your own daughters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have.
What? Like what?
Well, I angered them once, and I found myself driving to work that day and losing control of the car. And fortunately for me, it was not a bad accident. But, boy, I'll tell you, I...
And you believe that was the result of your daughter's anger or your daughter's wishing that?
I'll tell you that I crossed my daughters. I don't know. But let me just say this. Gothic kids believe Halloween is a really important holiday, and I wouldn't want to make them angry. I sure don't want anybody carving something into my back. That's all I'm saying.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This guy started out saying that he thought gothic kids were good kids, but everything that he's telling me here about somehow not crossing them by wearing some frivolous costume on Halloween. Don't dress up as a hobo. Don't dress up as a princess. Don't dress up as the World Trade Center. Dress in, you know, with respect to, as he puts it, what Halloween is about, darkness and monstrosity. The kid that is alleged to have killed this woman is supposedly goth or gothic. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Did you think you ought to be able to wear whatever costume you want on Halloween without being afraid of some a band of goth kids roaming the streets? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Be lovely with me. Come on, be lovely.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The other band is called what?
The other band is called Lugosi. Most of these bands, Robert Smith and The Cure began dressing in this manner, you know.
Robert Smith used to paint his lips and his eyes.
Yes, and there was another band called Susie and the Banshees, Sisters of Mercy. These are goth bands. That's one part of goth. The other part is the dress. The other part are some of the RPG games. But most importantly is the Halloween for goths is a time where the dead must be heard.
What does that mean, the dead must be heard?
It's something that goths believe. The dead must be heard. Monstrosity must show its face. To trivialize Halloween by dressing a 4 or a 5-year-old up in a Superman outfit is to invite a spell. And I don't mean, you know, turning you into a frog or anything, but certainly you should, you know, be careful driving your car.
Do you believe in this kind of voodoo, man? Because that's all it is to me. It's just voodoo.
I don't know what to believe. All I know is I think it's better not to antagonize a gothic for what they stand for, which is darkness.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Christy. Go ahead, Christy.
Hey. I tuned into the radio station a little while ago, and I was listening to the man on the phone.
Yes.
And you're talking about respect for the Halloween.
Yeah, respecting the Halloween, I think, is important for the Gothic because that's their holiday, much the same way that Labor Day, or not Labor Day, but whatever the Christian ones are, you know.
Christmas.
And you don't want to see anybody disrespecting those holidays. So why would you want to disrespect the Gothic?
Okay, but I'm a mother of a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Yes.
And if some kid come up to me and said, made a remark about my daughter's horse outfit or whatever.
I didn't hear the lady. What did she say? A whore outfit?
No, a horse.
A horse.
A horse, sorry. Well, I didn't think you're dressing your 3-year-old daughter in a whore outfit. I was a little taken aback. I'm sorry.
Dear God, no.
Yes.
Oh, a horse outfit.
Okay.
You know, or a sneaker bell.
You know, the horse, the equus, equus is what we're talking about. The equus is Latin for horse. Has a significance in the world of in the culture of death. That would be particularly antagonizing.
No, we're talking about a little girl in a little horsey costume.
No, I understand that. But
Tinkerbell mentioned a fairy or something of that nature. Tinkerbell.
Yeah, it's all an effort to mute the monstrosity of the holiday. Halloween, after all, is a celebration of that which is dead. And in order to mute that, and by putting a child in a Tinkerbell outfit, what you're doing to the Gothic is you are stirring the Gothic's more darker urges.
The Gothic being a 16-year-old kid who listens to Bauhaus.
Well, yes, but a Gothic nonetheless.
So her little daughter is in a Tinkerbell costume, and it's not honoring the monstrosity of...
The face of monstrosity, yes.
That is Halloween.
Hey.
Yes.
Let me interject something here.
Uh-huh.
If I don't place any value in Halloween, how can I respect it?
Well, that's exactly right. The best thing to do is to not celebrate it.
I'm not going to respect it in my household for the sake of somebody else.
Well, but you're out in the street now. You're mixing with goths.
Yeah,
you're
but
out. You're
everybody's out.
Out
in the street.
Well, I'm just
it's my neighborhood.
You.
It's my community, too.
Well, it's not, but you're not respecting the holiday. I'm not going to come down the street.
Well, not everybody respects Christmas or Hanukkah.
Well, you wouldn't put up with anyone openly disrespecting it.
I'm not a vengeful person.
I'm telling you that your daughter in a fairy costume, you don't want to see that child...
Well, I'm certainly not going to change anything about the way.
If you don't want to...
All right, thank you. How long have we had that lady on, anyway? 1-800-449... I don't think... Are you answering her questions, though?
Well, I'm trying to. I'm trying that.
Well, it sounds like you're dancing around something here.
I don't want to see that child of hers in a horsey costume run into 4 goth kids by herself.
She's not going to be by herself. She's going to have her mother with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you don't believe that?
Well, a lot of these parents send their kids out alone. And I would not suggest that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lindsay, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yes.
I have a comment. The guy that was on...
I'm Dean, yes. Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Dean.
You're a blooming idiot. And I hate to say it, but you are
blind. Well, I don't know if you know what you're talking about. I live with my daughters who are Gothic.
That's fine, but I don't
know
think
what
you
capable.
Understand what Gothic is.
Do you know what
I
they're capable of?
I think they want to be Gothics.
Do you know what they're capable of?
Yes, I do. They're It sounds to me like they're into witchcraft.
No, they're not. They're into the Gothic
That's
lifestyle, which
like
is casting spells.
They sound like they're into witchcraft, and they're trying to play spells on everybody.
Are you goth?
And they've got you blinded, thinking that they're goth running around doing no harm.
Are you Gothic?
No, I'm not Gothic. My best friend is Gothic.
Okay, well, then what do you know about it?
I know
her
a
best
lot
friend,
about it.
Her best friend is.
All right, well, your best friend is Gothic, and you're not. And you think that you can just go on not being Gothic and hanging around with her? The day is going to come when you're going to have to choose.
I'm not going to have to choose anything.
You're going to have to choose between the monstrosity.
It sounds to me like your kids.
Between the monstrosity.
They are Wiccan.
And the Tinkerbell costume.
Well, see, that's right. Totally different.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry
the
Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know.
Tell me the story.
My daughter, this evening was pretty funny, actually, Phil, and they were going out, and my daughter Crystal was angry, and I said I was going to sit down, and I wanted to watch some of the Monday Night Football, and she said, well, I hope your team loses, because she was angry, and I'm a Jets fan, and I can tell you they're losing right now.
Yeah, but that's just a kid talking, right? I mean...
Well, but the point is, when my children are angry... And they wish something injurious. And I don't know if you've ever had a kid, a gothic, look at you with those eyes. There's something about the eyes. And now we have this poor woman and all of the Marilyn Manson music, and now it all comes together, you see. And
well, then why don't you tell your children, forbid them to be in that kind of clothing, forbid them...
Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't antagonize the situation, Phil. That would be like me taking my child out on Halloween, for instance, dressed in a Tinkerbell costume and running into a goth kid. And the goth kid will recoil when they see that. And it would be like me saying, well, I don't care if it's revolting to you. I'm going to take my child trick-or-treating in a Tinkerbell costume. Why walk into the spinning propeller of an airplane on the tarmac?
Are you telling me that walking out there on Halloween with a kid in a Tinkerbell costume is the same as walking into a spinning airplane propeller?
Well, you're obviously walking into something negative.
Yeah, one's negative and the other is deadly. You know,
I'm just saying that's negative energy. A spinning airplane propeller is obvious negative energy. To walk right into that, to say, excuse me, while I walk into a spinning propeller blade, is the same as saying, no, my kid's going to wear a Tinkerbell costume to five kids in black lace, black nails, black lipstick, black eye mascara, and their iPods loaded up with Bauhaus.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to Keith. Keith, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Keith?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just real confused about it. Sounds like that he's not a parent at all. I mean, I don't mean that offensive, but his children rule the roost, as you may say.
No, my children are great students. They're good kids.
I'm not saying that they're not good students.
Why not let children like that have their way? Yeah, on some
parenthood is being an example and giving guidance.
Of course.
And you're letting them guide you.
Well, no, I'm just simply saying
because you're afraid of them.
Oh, I
are you afraid of your kids?
I think there are things in this world that it's intelligent to be afraid of. Wouldn't the gentleman agree? Don't you
not
think
when you're a parent, and you shouldn't be afraid of your children.
They should not be afraid instilled in them. I don't know if you ever saw a film, and it's a silly film. It's called Village of the Damned, and it's a stupid movie about children who could hypnotize their parents. Well, I'm not saying that that's what this is. But
well, what is it? If you're afraid that Dad give me $20, I'm going to put a hex on you. Let me borrow the car.
No, it's not that at all. It's the disrespect.
What it sounds like to me.
No, my daughter is not. They are not wishing ill intention because of that. Halloween is coming up, and everywhere they go, they see bunny rabbit costumes and chicken costumes, and it's engendering. The gothics are on the move.
Mm-hmm.
And
what does that mean, the gothics are on the move?
They are aware that Halloween is increasingly a holiday that's disparaged.
Well, they're on their move out.
Really?
Don't think I've ever seen a doctor dressed in goth, a lawyer dressed in goth, business professional. They're going to eventually have to get out of this to become
Keith,
a professional.
Would you do me a favor? Do you have little children?
Yes.
Are they going to go trick-or-treating?
Yes, they are, and she's going to dress up as Strawberry Shortcake because that's my right. And that's her right.
Let me ask you not to, please don't do that. Please,
now,
don't
wait
me
a minute. He's going to put his daughter.
I'm just asking the gentleman, please don't do that. Don't antagonize the Gothic.
Okay, you know, let me ask you something.
Yes,
are your children going to dress normal as and I did say normal, in normal clothing so that they don't offend me on Christmas?
Oh, well, no, the Gothic doesn't do that.
It's okay, so it's one-sided. We have to respect them, but they don't have to respect us.
Well, I mean, they're not necessarily...
We shouldn't go out on Halloween dressed as normal. I mean,
well,
you know,
I'm
strawberry
just saying,
shortcake, but they can go out on Christmas dressed as...
You're not speaking to the dead, and what you want your daughter to do is to dress in something that speaks to the dead.
This is a man's little girl.
I don't want my daughter speaking to the dead.
for your daughter's safety, don't disturb the Gothic.
See, that's a threat right there.
For the Gothic's safety, they better not threaten my daughter.
Well, I'm just saying, why would you dress your daughter in something that invites the monstrosity?
What are you talking about, man?
Okay,
I mean,
let me tell you something.
Right.
Don't let your daughters offend me during Christmas.
Don't invite the monstrosity of the dead.
Look
don't
it.
Invite the monstrosity
all right,
of insulting
Keith,
Christmas.
Thank you very much.
I'm
all
trying
right,
to tell the gentleman.
No, thank you.
Is he gone?
Yes.
Why did you do that? Why did you...
I hung up on him because I think you were being offensive.
I am trying to tell him he's going to have his daughter dressed in a strawberry shortcake costume. Okay. You remember what I said about willingly walking into a high-spinning propeller blade?
You are beginning to sound threatening, and I don't like that.
No, Phil, it's not me. It's the Goth.
1-800-449-8686. Hi, Aubrey. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. His daughters are, by the way, Crystal and Kendra. Go ahead.
Hi. This guy sounds a little delusional to me. I don't know if he really is familiar with what the whole Gothic scene is about or how old his daughters are,
Kendra and Crystal are both 15.
Yeah, I think they're a little young to fully understand the whole Gothic scene. I think they're getting their information from the Hot Topic stores.
Well, if you need to be older to understand Gothic, that only proves my point.
No, it's not. I've been involved in that scene for a long time, and I have friends that are involved in that scene.
Uh-huh.
And we're all taking my children out trick-or-treating, and actually my 4-year-old daughter is dressing like a fairy princess, and none of them are offended.
As a black fairy princess?
I may, actually, but
right,
none of my...
See, that's what I'm saying.
None of my friends are offended.
You're respecting the darkness. You're respecting the darkness.
But my point is, I'm taking my 4-year-old out in a regular fairy princess costume, and none of my friends are offended, and I don't think any of them are going to try to put a spell on her.
I don't know how Gothic your friends truly are, or how when did you leave the scene? Because I don't think you're in it any longer.
No, I am, but I'm older. I'm 20, almost 29 years old.
Okay,
so you're,
You've moved completely out of the target demographic.
Well, wait a minute.
All of the music that you mentioned earlier are all like my favorite bands that I still listen to, and
really?
I highly doubt that your 15-year-old daughters understand.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, how many albums by Cirith Ungle do you have? Heard of them. Yeah, there you go. That's the thing that...
Well, wait a minute, man. I mean, to be Gothic, you got to be up on every new band. Is that it?
No.
That's the
misconception of the quote-unquote Gothic scene today, is they're all a bunch of idiots that don't understand the whole thing.
Do you know the band Written in Ashes?
Yes. And listen to me.
Okay.
Another point that I want to
make... Do you know the song Standing in Blood? Okay.
Can I say something?
My daughter put that on one night after she was angry at me.
She put on what?
The song Standing in Blood.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. But I didn't want to drive to work the next day.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
I think you need to get some help or get your daughter some help, because I really don't think...
Well, here we go. It's about me, see?
No, I really don't... I don't understand the whole thing about the Gothic scene. I mean, this is like when...
What I'm hearing here is... Go ahead, Aubrey. I'm sorry.
When the Night Stalker Richard Ramirez or AC/DC got blamed for him killing people because he had an AC/DC hat. I mean, I don't think it's the
culture. I don't think you can say there's an AC/DC culture. I think you can say that the Gothic.
No, but you know the whole heavy metal.
You know
scene
that the Gothic
got blamed
worships
for
Earth.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you know that Gothic worships blood and soil, don't you?
Well,
everything about the Gothic is blood and soil.
Blood and soil? The last time I heard that phrase was like Nazi Germany.
Yeah, well, I think you're getting the whole gothic scene mixed up a little bit. I don't think...
I would say that the lady is very well-meaning, but she is 29, and, you know, now it's more about diapers and SUVs, so...
No, it's not. It's right. Not about SUVs or diapers.
All right. Look, Aubrey, I got to take a break. Thank you very much.
Well, the lady's been out of the scene for a long time, Phil. She's got a daughter she's putting in a cowboy costume, and she's going to send that child right into a spinning helicopter blade on Halloween night. Thank you.
1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You would stick an ice pick into a baby to save a cougar in a bush.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Just a few minutes left with Mr. Vernon Dozier. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Mr. Dean Wheeler. I was thinking about our guest tomorrow night. Mr. Wheeler, you have basically said that you're afraid of your own daughters.
No, Phil, I have not.
Yes, you have, because you said that you didn't want to drive to work after you made your daughter angry. Because she was, I don't know what she did, she was listening to something?
No, it was my daughter, Crystal, and I had said something that, you know, I told her I didn't think it was right for her to be so dogmatic when it came to the costumes of little children. Maybe adults, yes. And she went into her room, and she put on the song Standing in Blood by Sirith Ungol. And I don't know anyone that wouldn't be afraid.
If you're afraid of your kids, man, then you need to, like, get, I don't know, some professional help.
No, wait, don't talk to me about professional help. She put on the song Standing in Blood by Sirith Ungol. Now, I know you don't know the song. It is a goth anthem. It is a song that every gothic knows. And as they stride through the night on Halloween night, as the gothics stride the streets of America, and that man has his daughter dressed in a strawberry shortcake outfit, okay, I tell you what, why don't we just cut her up into chum and feed her to sharks out of Marina Del Rey?
Hey, man, if you're too emotional to go on...
No, I can't believe that you would put me in the position of being the bad guy.
Here is George on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Henry.
Yes, sir.
This guy needs some help. I have raised six children, and I have 14 grandchildren.
Are they gothic?
And I would have let any of my children, and I will not let any of my grandchildren, get into this kind of hideous outfit and this hideous style of life.
Wait a minute. Would you put your child, more to the point, George, would you allow your child to dress in a strawberry shortcake outfit?
If they wanted to dress in a strawberry outfit or a fairy outfit, I would be walking down the street with them, and better not any of your goth people come up and try to make any trouble with them, because I'll put them in jail.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that you would antagonize the monstrosity of the event?
I absolutely would. I have no fear of them. They better have fear of me. Not me fear them. And it sounds to me like you have lost control of your children. You're supposed to be a father controlling your daughters, and you're letting them control you.
No, George,
I love absolutely crazy.
No, I love my children, but I know what they're capable of. You don't.
Well, that's because
you're
scared of
them.
You're absolutely scared of them. You have already admitted that you're scared of them.
Do you don't know what
I would make those kids get out of that outfit, and I would make them clean themselves up. I would not let them do what they're allowing them to do.
And then the next morning, okay, and then the next morning you come down with diphtheria. Nice job.
Well,
what do you mean diphtheria?
Are you
threatening me, man? Are you threatening me?
I am telling you that you'll come down with some kind of a raging throat infection.
Wait.
You're
I want to know something. If the goth kids meet up with a kid who's in a fairy costume and they get the vibe going...
That child will wake up the next day with an infectious, strep-ridden throat.
You're absolutely crazy. That has nothing to do with it. Unless your kids are into Satanism and witchcraft.
No, they are not. They are gothic.
Well,
it is
you're saying that they will put a spell on them.
No, I'm
and that's
simply
witchcraft.
Saying it is the
and
normal.
That's Satanism.
It's the sensibility of the goth. That's all.
I don't believe in the goth. I think it's nothing
well,
but
you don't have
evil.
To be- Sir,
it's
you don't have
evil,
to
and it has nothing to do with God.
You don't have to believe in the goth. It's still going to put a raging virus in your throat.
No,
wait a minute.
You're crazy, too. You're, are you threatening me? I'd like to get a hold of your... get a hold of you right now.
Let me ask, George, I want to ask you a question. How can I threaten you with disease? What is that about?
You're threatening me with strep throat or some kind of
disease. Oh, I'm a Mr. What am I, Mr. Sore Throat? I'm like Batman's arch rival?
Believe that. You can't do that. You don't have the power.
Really?
And well,
my daughters
really,
do.
Wait a minute.
Really,
now it does sound like a threat.
I'm trying to tell the man that my daughters have that power.
Because you're scared of them.
Why would his daughters want to give him strep throat?
Because he's giving me a hard time right now. And by the way, they just came home from the library.
All right, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-868. What does that mean, they came home from the library?
All I got to do is go in and tell him about this guy. Oh, I'm scared.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Is your daughter goth?
My daughter is not a gothic, no. Let me go over to Nancy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Nancy, go ahead.
I've been listening to what's going on, and I'd like to speak to the gentleman because a lot of the things that this gentleman is saying concerning the blood is...
the blood in the soil.
A very powerful thing in the realm. I've come out of the occultism and witchcraft and mediums, and I understand very much about the blood.
Yes.
But the blood doesn't work for your favor, sir, and I'm asking...
Well, I can't understand you because as much into the occult as you are, I guess they don't have good cell phones in hell.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just very upset. You know, you say your daughter isn't you know, goth?
No, she's not, and she wouldn't be.
Well, good luck, because one morning, I have two goth daughters, I'll wake up as an apple.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.